We wanted to have a place to worship the Lord, and so I called yesterday and just told that we would probably be here, and wanted to know if you had services. You would be surprised, but a lot of our churches now don't have services at night. And so when I grew up, Mom drugged me everywhere, and we went to church morning, Sunday, and I mean, any other time. But at any rate, it's a blessing to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. It's always a blessing to share the ministry that God has given us. I'd like to introduce, first of all, my wife, Carmenza, if you'd stand. If she doesn't look like she's standing, she's a little short, but I'll answer to that one in a few minutes. Her name is Carmen or Carmenza. Her name is actually Carmen Elisa Gutierrez de Gage. That takes a while to learn, you know. So, and my sponsoring church is the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. It's in Florida, Winter Haven, Florida. And God has graciously blessed us throughout the years. We were able to, we've established probably somewhere around 30 different churches. And so God has blessed us in that area. When we first went into South America, we had works in Central America with Brother Goulding and Costa Rica and Jean Ray Ward, and they were doing a good work. Some in Nicaragua and other in Central America and Mexico, of course. But we didn't really have any work in South America except a work that was doing in Peru. And Brother Roldan and Brother Carlos Angulo were there in Peru. But there, if you look in your maps, I mean, South America is a huge, huge continent. And the point is that God opened the door for us to go. We felt God had called us for that field. And when you go at that time, Colombia, it is the world's third strongest Catholic country. And first is the Vatican, then Spain, and then Colombia. And everything you would read about was the great violencia, in which they would kill all kinds of Protestant people and anything that were not Protestants. But, I mean, you know, anyone that was other than Catholic had a real difficulty. And even now, but not so much anymore, God has really blessed and opened up that door. We've had a lot of struggles down there. How many have heard something about Colombia? How much have you heard that's good about Colombia? Coffee, of course. We are the world's second producer of coffee, and I love coffee. And we have the finest. We have good. And ladies, by the way, come visit us. We have the world's finest emeralds down there. We're the second producer of emeralds. So some of you ladies will probably show up to visit Carmenza. And anyway. We first went in there the first time, and we're a graduate from Columbia or California Missionary Baptist Institute in Bellflower. It no longer exists. A lot of the work that we knew when we left way back when is no longer we're losing churches. And it's a sad day. And I, you know, as we come back to the States, we can see that it is really the falling away. And so even among our brethren. And it's sad. It really is. In our primary goal is to establish churches. And those brethren that surrender to preach and we work with them is to educate and prepare them better to where they can serve the Lord in our churches there that are established. And so we have LAM, which is Latin American Missionary Baptist. And we have a seminary that's online for the Latin American, the people that speak Spanish. And you can go online. We also have an English segment, which you'll remember Dr. Garner. He taught some classes for us. We have up online. It's Lamb. It's Lamb-Theological Seminary. And also Dr. Lanier. And so those are classes that are no longer they're available, but these brethren have already gone on to glory. And yet they still extend their ministry as far as being able to touch lives. And he was a great blessing to all of us. So these are great men. And so that's also available. Our last 10, 12 years have been dedicated mainly to working on not only establishing churches, but also a tremendous opportunity to go into the jungle regions, which in the eastern Colombia. Let me give you just a real quick, because the only one that we could get to play tonight has to do with the jungle ministry. And actually, that is one of our ministries, and God has blessed. But we have so many others, but that'll give you an idea of something at least that we're doing down there. But in the 40s, there was some missionaries working with the new tribes. And they this one lady in particular, her name was Sophia Mueller, went into an area called Guainia, the river Guainia. And in there was the river, the Indian, the Curapaco. They tried to kill her, poisoned her, and the shaman, or the Indian witch doctor, I guess you would call him, gave her some poison that they said, well, we're going to take care of this lady. She vomited and actually survived. And actually the vomit, that's not a good word, but I mean, during the night, she vomited, and a chicken came along and ate it and died. And when she woke up in the morning, she was afraid that I guess the vomit had really helped her to survive. So she took the chicken and threw the chicken into the jungle. So they didn't know that the chicken had even eaten. She gave her testimony later on that. However, this shaman said, wow, I want that God. So he converted, and then he canoed her. He took her to all of the different villages around in that whole area. And she learned the Curapaco language, translated the New Testament into their language, and then she moved to the next river, which is a little to the north, is the river Inirida. And that is another group of people, the Piapoco. And here again, learned their language, and also taught them the Bible. And then the next Bible, next river up is the river Guainia. No, I've already said that one. Anyway, one of the rivers. And over the 50 years, each one of those rivers, a different Indian tribe, she learned the Bibles, taught them the scriptures, and all along those rivers are 200 different Indian churches that are Baptist. And so you have at least five major rivers in Colombia alone with the different Indian tribes along those lines. And all of them, we have probably over 1,000 different Indian communities that have churches in those. The problem is that the leaders do not know the Bible. And they trusted her, and of course those that were associated with her because of her influence. And nevertheless, when she died in 95, there hasn't really been, they have not let anyone come in to those areas except Carmenza and myself. And so therefore they are really needing to understand the scriptures. So our church is going in, we've established an area where they can come to me, because 7 years ago I had a massive heart attack and open heart surgery, and God provided for us to survive that. But I only have 23% left of the heart. So they really try to take care of me and Carmenza, and we go 2, 3, 4 times a year. However, just to get out there, it costs as much as it does to come up to the States just to fly. We fly on an old DC-3 shake, rattle, and roll, old World War II airplane. Some of y'all aren't quite old enough to know what those things are, but I'll tell you what, some of you are. I better not say that. But at any rate, the thing. But we've had one of them go down just a couple of months ago, one that we used to fly on. So I wasn't on it, I don't think, because I'm still. God really does protect you, and you have to be careful. And He has given us the blessing. I'd like to share with you at least this video. And open opportunities. Of course, you know that Colombia is the drug cartels and the problems, and it has been a very difficult field for us. And yet God has blessed. And sometimes through persecutions and difficulties, you can see God's hand really when He moves. And let me just say this. This has nothing to do with that. But you know, down there, when you walk out the door, when you get up in the morning, first thing you do after you say hello to the Lord and set yourself aside, you put on the whole armor. I mean, you put every bit of it on. And then when you walk out the door, you know you're going to come smack dab, is that a good word? Right face to face with Satan. I mean, he's there. He struts around. You don't have to second guess where he is or what he's doing. You can see everywhere. You guys up here do not, I can't see. He is so deceptive. I mean, I can smell him. I know he's there. But I tell you, you really have a rough road to hoe, as we used to say in Texas. You know what I mean? I'm not from Arkansas, so. At any rate, I'd like to share that this video with you. And then if you have any questions, sometimes that's the best way for you to really understand what we're doing. And let's see if we can do that, and then we'll. There may be some that have questions, you know. It's hard to know exactly how. I mean, this is just one facet of what you do, you know, and so any questions anywhere? Yes. Well, this area where we're at is the Catholics haven't really had an opportunity to penetrate for the Indians. They won't let them in. Neither the Pentecostals tried to get in some time back. And they took this one guy and wrapped him up, put him in a canoe and sent him down the river. You know, I don't know if I agree with that, but I don't disagree with it either. So I don't know. No. But this is the biblicals, they put themselves with the name, not Baptist, but Bible, Biblicos Unidos. And so they have that is the name that they're recognized by the government. But they keep to that doctrine. It's kind of like when we went into Bolivia, there was a church there, there was a missionary, one of our missionaries went down to Bolivia. And went in, and he was there a short time and left. And don't know, you know, all of the history on that. But when we just felt God led us to go there and to try to find that mission, if anything was left. And when we found them, they had been hanging on to the Baptist Way book in our old standbys, you know, the Golden Key with Brother Bogard and some of the other, you know, Bible analysis, and that was all they had. But they were staunch in that. It's just like I love to see that. You know, do you realize how many of our churches don't even put that up anymore? And that's the church covenant, you know. It's used to when we would organize or even when we would baptize a brother, we'd join around and read the covenant, explain to the new people that are coming in our responsibility to them and vice versa. You know, most of our members that we bring in are still there and still serving the Lord one way or the other. I chase rabbits. I don't know if I catch them or not. Not very often. Anyway, any other questions? Yes. All right. Bogota was the first area that we went into when I first went there. And that was the first church. Matter of fact, the church that was first established there is working closely with us, helping us to open new areas where we are right now in Villa Vicencio and out. And so that's one of the blessings. The young people from there are going down, and we're going out and evangelizing and working with not only the Indians, but with all of the population. One of our other brothers, Brother Edgar Rubio, is now going in. He's in Ecuador. He did a good work. That was with Clarksville Missionary Baptist Church, and sponsor him. He's like my Timothy and always, listen, you know, you can see the white hair, and I really need help. You know, financially, of course. You know, you ask any missionary, of course, you know, God provides. But really, we need some people to come in and to help us. And I was thinking about preaching later, but I couldn't find my outline, so I can't do it. Well, I can, you know, just depend on the Lord. But, you know, when God called, when Elijah went by to call Elijah, you know, well, brother, he killed the cows and burned the plows and followed the Lord, you know, and away he goes, you know. But what we don't realize is that he probably was with Elijah for 18 years or several years before, you know, carrying the backpack, you know. I need someone to come alongside right now. People don't, you know, I'm 75, don't tell anybody, but I mean, you know, it's, where are our young people that are coming in? I mean, it's, we need some people. And I don't know how to retire. I do what I can do, and God blesses, and until he comes, I hope today, tonight, or I go home. Either way is fine with me, but I mean, I'm going to keep going. Yeah. Any other Bibles? Okay. We've started to show that one. There is a group of people that work closely with, have been helping us. Actually, this lady that I told you that had translated the Bibles. All right. When she returned, she was eaten up with cancer, and she came back to South Carolina and died just a few days after she was there. But that church where she was, they had the copyrights for all of her work. And our church, Westwood, has that, and we've printed some Bibles in Curapaco and Piapoco, well, two languages. Any rate, this group up here, they are putting together Bibles now, Romans and the book of John, and putting them together and have been sending them down for us. The biggest problem with that is getting them to us, and then when we get them, How do I get them out to the people? It costs money, and it's expensive, and it's necessary because you get the printed word or getting the word in these people's hands. The Holy Spirit uses that to convict, and he works through His Word. We teach the Word. We let God do the convicting and doing the, you let Him do the work. Actually, this isn't part of the deal, but the hardest part of mission work is getting yourself out of the way and letting God do the work. That may sound kind of dumb, but I mean, yes, sir. Electronics. Okay, we had all of our teaching and everything that we have, all of our years that we record our classes, and that is online right now. That's Lamb Seminary / Moodle, and that is for Spanish speaking people. We have all of that. We had put that on an old computer, and it had enough memory in there for it to take care of that. And we ran it over to an old TV and they have access to limited power supply for hours. And so they would take those into the villages out there and teach. We have been given a nice 40 horsepower motorboat. We don't have the gas to run it or the boat to put it on, but I mean, we have a motor, and they're using it. They're getting somehow or borrowing or doing things. But here's the problem. Just what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? It's been that long. 2 months ago, people came in and stole our stuff. So, I mean, we don't usually major on that because, I see missionaries all the time and they expect our people up here to replenish what they do. Yeah, we just had one of our churches in Bogota, they cleaned that church building out. We've been in church buildings and preaching and teaching when they come in and stick a gun to you or whatever. So it's an interesting. But you don't major on that. You major on what God is actually doing. And He. So, but it's I probably didn't answer the question, but digital. We're setting it up to where we can teach. We can teach actually live feed on the internet. We're not really that good as far as technical work, but I mean, we have a platform. It's called Zoom, and we are working through with the educational department with a platform called Moodle. Moodle is where it gives you an opportunity to teach and have control of your students, and it's a good platform. We were on the cutting edge back in 2003 with another platform. It's called Dokeo, and Moodle were there. But I mean, we didn't have people to help us. Our income is maybe $1,200 a month, and we really do need extra. We need more money. But God makes whatever He gives you enough. So you can, here again. Yes. Okay, here's the problem. One group cannot understand the other group. Each language, and they, if they get together, they speak in their languages, they can't understand. The only common language that everybody has down there is Spanish. So you have Spanish as a second language. Spanish is my second language. That's her first language. But whenever I speak Spanish, I literally crucify it. When I first got down there, you know, they're very gracious people, the Latins, you know, they really are. And I would walk in front of them and they were saying, disculpa, por favor, you know, like, excuse me, you know. And so I'm hearing this. So I say, escúpame, por favor, estoy embarazado. Of course, nobody here knows what that I just said. I just said, spit on me, please, I'm pregnant. So you take us trying to teach these, you know, that's my second language. And of course. But listen, God, the Holy Spirit can even take things like that and make it work. But you know, you teach through the universal language of love. You love them and you work with them. And they can tell the difference, by the way. And it's we don't see races. You can't. You just don't. And so it works, you know. Questions? Let me just say this in conclusion on that part. Colombia still has. We have over almost 200 different Indian languages and groups of people just in Colombia alone. And this is one of the last major frontiers, if you please, that is still there. We still have Indian headhunters down there that shrink your head. I've thought from time to time in sending my wife into these areas.
Sorry. Brother, she didn't think that was funny.
I don't. I am dead. It's, you live dangerously, you know. No, but it's really it. God is opening some tremendous doors down there, and we really do need help. And keep us in prayer. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the ministry. And let me just say a few words from God's word. And we won't hold you long because I've already overextended myself. But there is a scripture over in the book of Numbers, and it's 13, and I think it's verse 30. And okay, all right. Let's see, let me give you a brief background of this one here. This is when, of course, you remember that God has delivered Israel. They come to the Red Sea, and God opens this door for them, and they go through on dry land. God has just delivered them with all of the plagues. He has shown them they have no reason at all to doubt who He is. And He has shown who He is. He is God. And if you walk by faith, there is definitely a difference between faith and ignorance, by the way. But when you walk by faith, God will give you enough evidence that He's there. So when you take that step, it doesn't mean that you fear or, you know, it's still takes courage to take the step, but you know that God is there and you trust Him, and that is that walk of faith that you have. And so here God has shown them who He is. They have no reason at all to doubt Him. He takes them with Moses down to Mount Sinai, and there He meets with them. He gives them the law, and here again He shows them in the columns, you know, of fire, and so He is guiding them. And yet you see them constantly kind of resisting and bickering and whatever. Yet He has shown Himself to be the God, and He has told them that He is going to be their God, and He will be them and He will work with them and He will guide them. And then He takes them and He moves them up to, I don't know if I can pronounce this correct in English, but Kadesh Barnea or Barnea. And there He takes, and they're going to go in and possess the land. And so when they go in, Moses calls the children together, and he selects 12 spies or people to go in and to check the land out. And when they come back, you know the story of how they are there, and they're saying, "We can't do that. There's giants in the land, and we're just like grasshoppers." And then you see this wonderful story, or this scripture, just really just jumps out. And I'd like to just take that and just use that as my outline. But it says, and Caleb, here's Caleb. You had Caleb and Joshua, these two men out of all of these people stood and said, "Look, you know, Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome.'" See? Look, he said, but listen. "But the men went up with him, said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.' And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak.'" We have the anaconda down there, the huge snake. It comes from Anak. "Which came of the giants, and we in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight." They didn't go up. And as a result of that lack of faith to step out like God had already, He had promised, He had showed who He was, "Let's do this. And I'm with you. I will give you the victory. Just go forth." And they said, we can't. Listen, Christ gave us the great commission to go. Do you think He would have given us the commission if He didn't think that we were capable of doing it? Or He didn't ask really if, Jim, how is your comfort zone, you know? Well, frankly, you know, sometimes I don't really like to always go out. I mean, it's hard and it's not always fun, you know? But I mean, you know, He didn't ask for your comfort zone. He said, "Go, and you are to go." And if you look back at verse 30, here's the outline that I wanted you to look at. And then take it and think, but I want to apply it to us. It says, "Let us." Now, I am a Landmark Missionary Baptist. I believe in associated work. And that's why I am where I am and working with a church sponsor. I believe a God called, church sent, Holy Spirit work missionary that's going into these work. I am just an instrument. It is the church through which the Holy Spirit is working that actually does the work on these. But it is one church by itself is very difficult for you just by yourself to carry the work. It's mind-boggling. It's really difficult. But when you join together and you work together in this unison, and of course you cooperate, and that's why I am a cooperator. I believe in associations, working together to carry out that great commission. with, of course, church sent missionaries, you know, and sponsoring and working with. Let us, see, it's plural. We need to do it. We work together. And let us, what do we need to do? Go up now, at once. Let's do it. We can do it. God has called us to do it. He set us aside to do it. And that's what we're doing until He comes and takes us home. Why? Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. We are capable. We have the ability. God has given us the ability to take care of the Great Commission and to go into all of the world. And if every single church in the world were to vanish and just you were to remain here, you still have the complete commission to carry the gospel in and the great complete responsibility to do so. But it's a lot easier whenever we work together and cooperate together. Listen, I do again, I apologize for the short message. I'll come one of these days and preach the Word of God from you. But listen, thank you for having me here tonight and being able to present God's Word. And also, but listen, keep us in prayer. And I looked at the reports out there. Our church sends reports out. I don't know if you are getting anything from us, from Westwood. We have missionaries. We have 13 different missionaries that work with us. We have Doug Wisselmer is our mission treasurer, or our mission director. Our pastor is Brother Lanier. We literally have, we have right now a Bible mission school for missionaries when they go into these foreign countries. And if a person feels that God is calling them, it is an opportunity for you to go, and under veteran missionaries, we can help you and we can talk to you and just share with you some of the difficulties that we went through, so that you don't have to. When we first went to Colombia, we didn't know how to cross the street. We didn't have a visa. We didn't know how to do anything. Do you know Brother Boots Madden? Did you ever meet him or no? He was D.S. Madden. He was one of our secretaries. He was our missionary. He was my pastor at Anaheim whenever I first went down. And but we were among the first persons to ever go into Colombia with a mission, as a missionary, actually an actual missionary. And God has blessed throughout the years. And I want to thank you again for the time. God bless you. And let us go up and let's possess this, because we are able. And God bless you.